Okay, we can begin whenever you're ready.
Oh, I usually say start off by saying hello, Ben.
Hello, Chris.
So today, I thought we might try to have a little bit of fun with our followers
Fun, pshaw.
on the show. And what better way to do that than to play the classic "Would You Rather"?
Da 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 da. Would you rather?
So I'm going to ask you a question, and how about I ask you a question, and then you ask me a question, and then I'll ask you a question.
I like it.
Okay. So we're going to try to post these questions on Twitter around the time we upload this episode. So those of you listening at home, check out your Twitter page and see if you can play along with us. So, Ben, would you rather be Ernie or Bert on Sesame Street?
Whoa. That is what an opening salvo.
I know, right?
I think I would rather be Ernie, ultimately. Because Ernie seems to have a little bit of the upper hand.
He does seem to have more fun.
He has more fun and he has more control over his situation in life. Whereas Bert kind of wants to live a peaceful life, and Ernie wants to just party. And Ernie's partying is always kind of raining on Bert's parade.
True, but why doesn't Bert just leave?
Well, because they love each other. They're pals. Why don't you just leave this podcast?
So I'm Bert in the situation.
Well,
I'm the Bert to your Ernie. Is that how this works?
listeners, write into the podcast and tell us what you think. Which one of us is Bert and which one is Ernie?
All right, that's a good segue. All right, give me
Hashtag
one.
Sesame Street Popstorian. Hashtag Popstorian Street.
Give it to me. What's the rest of your question?
Well, but now I'm curious. If you would rather be Bert or Ernie.
To be honest, I would probably be Bert. I don't know. I don't see any upside to being Ernie in this situation. Bert's got, like, he's reading. He likes birds.
Right, bottle
Those are
caps.
two things that I really like. I like reading, and I like birds. I think I'd be Bert.
There's a great song that Ernie has. I think it's called Sometimes I Imagine. Do you remember that?
I know he does the Rubber Ducky song. That's really great.
Yeah, the Rubber Ducky song is pretty awesome. There's one where he like imagines himself as a pirate and he imagines himself swimming on the bottom of the sea and he goes to the moon and he goes all these places in his imagination.
But Bert does that too.
That's true. That's true.
Did you see the episode where he was on the Muppet Show?
Oh yeah.
He got to dance in a tux. But then Ernie came by and made him feel like an idiot. But before
Bert's a
that, he was
classy
having a good
dude.
time.
All right, so now I'm going to respond with another would you rather question for you, Chris. So your new manager at work is the commander from a classic sci-fi show. Would you rather find yourself working for Commander John Koenig from Space 1999 or Captain Kirk from Star Trek, the original series?
Pretty good question. I feel like both those shows are very similar. But there is kind of this old joke about the original Star Trek show where if you wore a red shirt, which of course you would die on the show if you were on the
Right,
away team.
naturally.
And I feel like if I was under Kirk's command, I would be on the bridge and I would have to wear this red shirt and of course accompany him on these away missions. So I feel like I would get killed pretty early on if I was under Captain Kirk's leadership.
Yeah, that's kind of
So I'm
true.
going to go with the what's his last name?
Koenig.
I'm going to go with him. I think. Plus, he leads the whole group after they're separated from Earth with no way back.
Mm-hmm.
At least with Captain Kirk, he has a way back to home. I feel like I'm going to go with that expedition. That even if extreme emergencies, he's still going to be in control and know what's going on.
Yeah. I would make the same choice, but for different reasons. I feel like I feel like Kirk in the original series, they didn't quite know who he was as a character. So depending on who was writing the episodes, he could be an entirely different person.
Okay.
But I feel like Koenig is pretty consistent throughout the whole of Space 1999.
Yeah.
So I would rather have that as a boss than someone who changes constantly.
That makes sense.
That was my reasoning.
Are you ready? All right. So,
I'm prepared.
All right, here we go. Would you rather watch an Adam Sandler movie marathon for 10 hours straight?
Ho.
Or World War II documentaries for 12 hours straight? Because our show deals with history and pop culture. I had to ask the question that, would you rather be more history or more pop culture? And these are your two options.
Well, I think given those, you said Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler, 10 hours.
Ooh. I think I would have to go with the World War II documentaries on that one.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be hard. It'd be hard to sit still. There was a new series of The Dark Crystal that came out recently, and I tried to binge it, and I only ever made it through like two episodes per day. I don't really like to binge watch TV.
You're not a binger.
Not really. So it would bother me to binge either of those things, but I think the Adam Sandler binge would bother me worse.
Let me make this interesting then, kind of hearing your preferences a little bit more. May I re-ask the question, changing some variables? And how about this? You watch a marathon of 4 hours from Adam Sandler or 12 hours of the World War II documentary?
Oh. I don't know. This is a tough would you rather. I want to start asking all these like follow up questions like, what's going on in my life? Am I sick?
You started up the follow up question. I did cheat a little bit by rewording that question.
True. That does make it trickier.
I
think in that situation, I would have to do the 4 hours of Adam Sandler. That's just such a significant time differential.
Okay. Well, your first question still counts. Your first answer still counts. I was just making it more interesting. All right. Let me have it.
Okay. Your life, Chris, is going to be made into a biopic. Would you rather have Quentin Tarantino or Martin Scorsese direct?
That's a good one. Question. Because both typically they deal with the usually very violent scenes. I don't feel like my life is that violent.
It might be in the biopic.
In my biopic, make my life a little bit more exciting. And in that situation, I think I would go with Tarantino, actually.
Okay.
I'm not a big Tarantino fan in a lot of his movies, but I feel like his are a little bit more fun in theme.
True.
Even though they're both he's very violent, but also he knows how to have fun, and there's some fun elements to his films as well.
Good point.
So, I think I would go with Tarantino. I think that would make a much more watchable Chris Keating movie than Scorsese.
Nice.
Even though I have a great deal of respect for Scorsese, and I love his film, but I think Tarantino would have a more fun version of my life.
That's a good point. I think I would probably lean the other way. I would probably go with Scorsese.
Really?
Yeah, I'd probably rather have a epic with lots of dolly moves rather than a bloodfest version of my life on the silver screen.
I just had like this mental image of me cutting my finger at work or something, like spurting blood from a paper cut.
Quentin Tarantino presents
Chris. No, that's a good question. I like that.
All right.
Have it on a clip.
All right.
So keep listening, all, and play along on our Twitter feed, Popstorian Twitter.
Yes, follow us at Popstorian and tweet your answers to these would you rather questions and tell us why you would rather. And
do hashtag Popstorian podcast, probably hashtag would you rather to let us know.
Yep. And we will see you next time for more Would You Rathers.